presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and the 6 million youngsters who enjoy the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Big Tom, the overseer of the guards on Thorson's Island, shot a mirror out of Jungle Jim's hand while he was trying to flash a heliograph message to a Navy patrol plane. In the search that followed, Jim seemed to disappear into thin air, arousing the natural suspicions of the native guards to fever pitch. They fled the jungle, and even Big Tom's threats of punishment had no effect. Jim accomplished his escape by the simple ruse of throwing a rope over a tree limb, climbing up, leaving a trail in the jungle growth that seemed to end nowhere. Meanwhile, the Navy patrol plane reported the incomplete heliograph message to one of the destroyers on scout duty and received orders to meet the destroyer just north of the island. While on his way to keep the rendezvous, the pilot sighted a tremendous cloud of black smoke. Upon investigation, it proved to be a burning oil tanker. He appealed to the destroyer for help, and both are now rushing to the rescue of any survivors in that floating inferno.
There's the smoke that flyer described, all right.
Yes, sir. I wonder if we can get there in time to be of any use.
I can't tell from here. If there are any survivors, they must have gotten clear before that fire was out of control. Even if a boat could be launched now, every man jack of them would perish before they could get out of that fire area.
Oh, it's been on fire for some time, sir. Some of the crew could have gotten away earlier. Might be floating around with life belts on.
Maybe we'd better get ready to put a boat over to pick up survivors, just in case.
Yes, sir.
Have a boat crew make ready to launch lifeboat number 3 and stand by for orders. Make sure you've got supplies of tannic acid, Karen oil, and first aid kits for burns.
Have we had any word from Thompson, Lieutenant?
Not since he reported an attempt to land near the burning ship.
I don't think he showed much judgment in even attempting such a landing. The nearer we get to that fire, the less I like the looks of it.
Well, Lieutenant Thompson's a great flyer, sir. I knew him at Pensacola. He's a smart pilot.
Yes, but don't forget, planes with good pilots burn too. You'd better try to contact him.
Yes, sir.
Hello, Sparks. Better reach Flight 16. Commander wants to talk to him.
Here are my glasses. Take a look to the right of that smoke. You see it?
By George, I do. It's a raft. There are certainly survivors aboard her, sir.
He's the helm, 2 points to port.
2 points to port it is, sir.
Flight 16 reporting.
Well, what have you to say, Thompson?
I've been circling the fire, sir, ever since. It was a tanker, all right, sir. And though it's sunk now, the fire is still raging on the surface of the water.
Have you seen any signs of survivors?
To the east of the blazing area. I'm sure there's a life raft with indications of men on it.
Huh. I guess that's the one we saw. Anything else?
That is all, sir. However, I didn't get a clear sight of that raft. The smoke is drifting eastward. It's cut down visibility.
That's all right. We sighted it through the glasses. It's a raft, and there seems to be at least 2 survivors. Just keep in touch with us. We're going to pick up whoever we can. May need you to transport any who are badly injured.
Yes, sir. I'll just cruise in this vicinity and contact you every 15 minutes. I've got fuel enough for about 2.5 hours, sir.
Fine, Lieutenant Thompson. Fine, that's all.
Well, we're near enough to make out the occupants of that raft, sir.
How many of order?
I'd say only 2. One might be injured. He's laying down and hasn't moved. The other was trying to signal with some sort of a pennant.
Well, we'll be 2 of them in a few minutes. Tell them to break out that lifeboat now and prepare to launch it.
Possible we could pull right up to the raft and get them up the ladder, sir.
Oh, I don't like the look of that blaze. It's still burning plenty.
Yes, sir, but they're clear of it by 500 yards now, and it might be a quicker method, sir.
I still don't understand why they didn't send an SOS.
Well, it might have been caused by some sort of explosion. They didn't have a chance.
Yeah, it's more likely the work of one of those dirty outlaw submarines. I wish we had permission to clean out these waters properly. They're pirates, and they should be treated as such.
I'm sure we can pick up those men direct instead of launching a boat. What are the orders, sir?
I believe you're right. Pick them up.
Sir.
Half speed ahead. Tell the bosun to hold that boat crew and prepare to break out a line to life raft on the starboard.
We're almost on, Lieutenant.
Cut engines. Drop a buoy over with a long line on it. Then we can dray it over the raft.
Are you ready for a line?
Where's the cup?
Heave the line.
Hey, good try. They got it the first time. Get that ladder over. Help those men.
Come
up.
On, man.
Give them a hand.
Come on, now. Make it snappy.
Get a stretcher. One of those
can't
men
lie
is hurt there.
Hush up there, men. It's getting pretty hot.
Oh, they have both
come
of them
on,
now,
buddy, come on.
Here they come.
That's it, boys. Bring them right up here. Yeah. Over this way. Right along in here.
God bless you, sir. We thought we was done for fair.
Yeah, well, you seem to be all right. How's the other man?
He got it bad, sir. Before we jumped for it. He was wounded first. A piece of steel broke his arm.
Oh, some water, please. Give me some water.
Well, they'll take care of him. You, come in my quarters.
Aye, sir.
Well, now tell me, what happened? An explosion of some sort?
A sub. That's what it was. A bloody bush sub.
Did you definitely identify it?
Who else would sink us without a word of warning? Well,
we didn't hear any distress signals.
We didn't send any. Just like this, sir. We cleared 2 days ago from Port Georgetown. I can't talk. I'm sort of worn out.
Here, sit down here.
The Shropshire, 5,500 tons, loaded to the Plimsoll line with oil and petrol. We were to pick up a convoy tonight when up pops the devil.
No warning at all?
No, sir. Well, we'd expect trouble right here in the Caribbean.
Well, it's wartime, you know.
That ain't war. It's bloody murder and piracy, sir. I've been torpedoed before. I know about war. Wait till I tell you about this. Could have a drink of water, sir.
Certainly. Right here.
Thank you, sir.
You want to rest a while?
No, sir, thank you. I'd rather get on with it. Well, up there, Pops. Uncovers a 3-inch rifle in a point-blank range. Blows our radio shack into 50 million pieces.
No wonder you didn't send an SOS.
Then they let us have half a dozen high explosive. One burst in the engine room, a piece of one got the mate. That's him what was on the raft with me.
I see.
Well, he was up bad before he even got off, sir. I wonder how he is.
Well, I wouldn't worry. We'll do everything we can.
Might I say here and now, sir, that was a mighty fine bit of sailing to come up on us like that with the sea ablaze the way it was.
Thank you. And I'm sure you'd have done the same thing were our positions reversed. Well, tell me, what happened then?
Well, sir, I managed to slip the raft off the stern, hitched the line onto the mate, and got down myself. By then, that ship was a hell. Seemed to be burning all over. It all happened so quick, if I wasn't here, I couldn't hardly believe it.
Well, it happened, and you are here.
Yes, sir. By the grace of Almighty God and you, sir. The dirty swine. I saw the machine gun a couple of lads that was in boat that was half full of water when it was launched. It was awful. They ain't human, they ain't.
Come in.
Report from Flight 16 that there are no more survivors, sir.
All right, Lieutenant. What shape is that other chap in?
Not bad, sir. Broken arm and some slight burns. He'll be all right.
Good work. Release Flight 16. Tell him to return to base and we can make for port, too. Full speed ahead.
Yes, sir.
Then we're the only ones left.
I'm afraid so. What's your name?
Abel Stephen, Captain Thomas Cooper.
I'm Commander Hughes.
Can't say how glad I am to meet you, Commander.
Well, I am too. I'm sorry for the circumstances that caused the meeting. Maybe you'd better get some rest now, eh? I can get the rest of your story for my report later.
I could do it in a few weeks, sir. But before you go, in the name of His Majesty and my shipmates, God bless you and your country, sir.
While the tragic details of the sinking of the Shropshire are being told to Commander Hughes, Bull Thorson has left his study to go by private elevator to welcome the returning submarine commander, whose vessel is now entering the anchorage.
Captain Von Blum, welcome. Welcome to Thorson's Island.
Oh, yes, Thorson, thanks. Thanks so much. How are you? How goes the keeper of the tiger's cage?
Shouldn't be better. And you, your trip was successful?
Successful? Oh, there's not one word in your language describes the good fortune we had. 200,000 tons of enemy ships and their cargoes have reached what those English call David Jones' locker.
Capital. Wonderful. Will the leader be pleased? I wouldn't be surprised to see you get another decoration for this.
Huh.
200,000 tons. It hardly seems believable.
Yeah, the most important one we got underway here only a few hours ago. A tanker. We were only coming up to get our bearings, and there it was, only a few hundred yards away.
It's rather risky operating so close to here, Captain. Isn't it against orders?
Oh, no one will ever know about that one. Our first shot carried the radio room overboard, and, well, needless to say, there were no survivors. The ship could have been lost in a storm, yeah?
A storm. That's a good one. A hailstorm of lead and high explosives. That's one for the book.
Yeah, first we set it on fire, and then I had to use my last torpedo to finish it off.
No, an escape.
Oh, not even a large piece of wreckage.
Well, I think that calls for a celebration. Come on up to my study. And I may have some new plans to discuss.
Jungle Jim returning to the library for one last word with Sasha, just as Bull and the submarine commander are coming up in the elevator.
Jim, you're crazy galoot. Why do you put not only yourself, but me in jeopardy?
I had to come back, Lil. Only one question.
Yeah?
Are you alone now?
Yes, but for how long, no one knows. That was a servant who called me a moment ago, and Bull may return any second. What do you want, Jim?
I forgot to ask about Kitty. How is she?
Oh, that. Well, I suppose she's all right.
You've got to see her, Lil. And tell her who you really are. And tell her that I'm safe.
Oh, Jim, you'll be the death of me yet. You make me as nervous as a cat.
You nervous, Lil? Don't make me laugh. Hey. What's that?
That's Bull returning. Now we are in the soup. Oh, don't go out that window.
I can still make it.
Oh, please, Jim, I know a better way. Duck behind those drapes.
Hello, Sasha. We're going to have a party. Champagne and plenty of it. Lost in a storm.
Bull Thorson is going to throw a party with Jungle Jim in the same room, secreted behind a curtain. What will happen? Don't miss the next exciting episode of The Adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of Cartoon Land like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follows the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie, the Little King, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Jungle Jim and Flash Gordon. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper.